A jihad training center opens near a Christian school in Pakistan. Volunteers are needed for an outreach trip to monsoon-soaked India. And Missionary Radio targets women with the gospel. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan tops today's news. Security issues there are becoming more troublesome. World Hope International's executive director, Joanne Lyons, says a jihad training center just opened across the street from their boarding school in the Lahore area.
The director there is very concerned, and even one night, some of the people from the Madrasa school had tried to come over and kidnap some of the boys and take them there. I mean, this is something we never dreamed would happen. We could move the school. They found some land that they could move it on down, but that's very expensive, and I don't know that you can just keep running.
Lyons says because their team will not bow to intimidation and answers persecution softly, they're making an impact for Christ.
And I had a principal from one of the Islamic schools say, "We normally don't like Americans and Christians, but we like you." And I think that says something about when they see the love of Christ in tangible form, it gives a whole new picture of how they have been programmed to think about Christians.
Next, storms continue to lash already flooded areas of the Bay of Bengal. Hundreds are missing or dead and thousands more homeless. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says they've already heard from two of their partners in the flooded areas, one in Tamil Nadu and the other in Andhra Pradesh.
There's been loss of life. There's been loss of all possessions, and both have ended up taking in a number of orphans, which has really stretched them to the limit because they were already full with orphans. And so they have taken them in and are trying to minister to the people.
But they haven't lost sight of hope. Hawkins says,
one pastor wrote in and he said, "Dr. Hash, please send 500 holy Telugu Bibles for us to give free distribution to the flood people." He knows floods are going to come again. He knows monsoons are going to come again. He wants to make sure people have the opportunity to know Christ before they go through that similar situation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While the Indian states of Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh recover from the historic monsoon rains, India Partners is gearing up to send Christians into the region to help physically and spiritually. India Partners Brent Hampel says they're taking a team there January 2nd through the 15th. Hampel says they'll be visiting orphanages, schools, churches, and a computer site for the disabled.
We're looking for people who might have background in physical therapy, computer training, ESL, or pastoral training.
According to Hampel, volunteers will have great opportunities to interact with young people, especially at the computer training center.
Most of them polio victims, but also some deaf and blind students who are trying to learn computer skills. Most of them are not Christian. They come from Hindu backgrounds and some Muslims, but they are open to Christianity.
Space is limited to 5 to 10 people. Go to our website for information. Next, kidnapping appears to be a growing problem in Malawi. Team members with Teen Missions International say children are kidnapped and forced into slave labor on tobacco farms or building projects. Sexual abuse is widespread. Three of the orphans TMI was working with were kidnapped, but the kidnappers were later caught and are now in prison. Teen Missions is providing basic medical care and encouraging orphans and caregivers. Pray that God uses the team to draw many to himself. And Transworld Radio says many women are living in darkness. They lack hope. TWR is giving them hope through radio. TWR Europe broadcasts 18 hours of gospel programming for women each week into Central Asia, North Africa, and the Middle East. Two programs are having an incredible impact. Women of Hope is a 30-minute program broadcasting in over 30 languages. Arab Women Today reaches out in Arabic. Pray that God will use these broadcasts to change entire families. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.